Every time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat. Every time they in the spot. Every time I'm on they street. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. Niggas know who I be. And if they don't, then that's
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin.
And your main man, Mystery.
And you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast.
Heat Level.
What's up, world? Hey, so we back once again. Y'all already know, man. We always coming in with something to talk about. Hey, just let everybody know, man. You know, we doing some upgrades.
Right, right.
I know I said this in the last podcast, but we're doing some upgrade. We just did some stuff with Lux. We got some artists that we're going to be fucking with beginning of the year. You know what I'm saying? Right. And you know, I want to say their name, but we gonna keep them on a hush right now till we get everything keep rolling and we coming real hard, man. He loves the music group. No doubt we coming super hard.
So
what we're going to talk about today is we want to talk about freedom of speech, which is the First Amendment. And I fucked up laws in this country. Come on, man. Like, let's keep it real, dog. Like, let's keep it real. Is it really a such thing? Oops, y'all. My bad. I supposed to have this on the big screen. Oops, sorry, my bad. But anyways, but does it really supposed to be, it supposed to be a thing called freedom of speech? And the thing is, I don't feel that we have that. Mm-hmm. And I think that freedom of speech is really some bullshit.
Man, I agree with you 100.
You know, because I think that most of the time that if you say something that people don't like, and if there are people in position and people in power, they would try to fuck up your whole career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying, you know, sorry, y'all. Y'all, I don't got nothing to say with y'all motherfuckers. So whoever they are,
yeah,
like Dave Chappelle was like,
right.
Whoever they are. Yeah, I mean, y'all, I'm saying, like, for example, I look at it like this. Is it okay? We ain't going to say freedom of speech, right? Let's switch this up. Is there such thing as black balling?
Mm.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
We're gonna throw some names out there. We're gonna know a couple people out there, and we let's talk about it. What you think? Isn't it, nigga, you look like you got a halo on. Because of that light, nigga, look like a nigga got a halo.
Oh man,
do you halo? Look at that nigga.
The beehives gonna get you.
I know, right? Do you halo?
Oh man.
Do you think blackballing is a real thing? The baby was talking about that he think that he's being blackballed. Chris Breezy. He was just saying, I don't think they promoted his shit. Mm-hmm. And they did cancel his shit at the AMAs, too.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Billboard. What? Billboard? AMAs?
American Music.
Yeah, it was AMAs. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, blackballing. Can you be blackballed from an industry?
I think you can. But also, I think some people can move around according to how much money they have.
Is it really money?
Because
is it more of a connection? Because if you listen to what Russ said, who's a hip hop artist,
right,
and saying, he was like, you know, he was talking about the baby situation, and he was saying that he don't think if you can go directly to your fans, you can't be blackballed. But if you sign to a major, if you sign to a major label, like the baby is,
uh-huh,
what if what he said, you know, rough some feathers of some motherfuckers, and they say, well, check this out. We ain't gonna promote your shit to the full extent.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, like, depends on how much money you got, because if you got the money to get out of that contract that you're in, you can buy your way out of that, because pretty much they have control of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have control of, like you just said, oh, we're not gonna book you for this show.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're not there. They're actually take, they have that right on paper.
Yeah.
To take that away. But given with the Young Buck situation, if he had $30,000, or maybe I'll say 40, depends on how 51 negotiated, he could buy himself out of that contract instead of being blackballed.
Well, okay. Let's. Okay, you can say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, nigga, name a motherfucker that bought himself out of the contract. That was in the news, that nigga, I bought myself out of my contract.
Nah, but I know.
Without going to court, like, not know, oh, nigga, you fucked me up, you owe me money, you got to let me go because you didn't do this. How many motherfuckers have really bought themselves out of that contract? Oh,
there is one.
Who?
What's the guy who's on Power? He sings like Caribbean type music.
Nigga, I don't know the fuck you talking about.
Yes, Rotini. He had a contract with
50. Man, Bartini, look, man. I ain't no disrespect to Roman. That light skinned nigga. I ain't that nigga. Bartini. That nigga.
Snoop Loops.
I ain't Snow Fiona. I ain't Snow. Let's soon find out about this one. I'm going to give me some Snoop Loops.
He actually, 50 made a thing about that, man, on the internet. And he was like, hey, you know, you flashing this, that, and around, who are you going to pay your money? You know, so he got the
with
the
Bartini? Money, I mean, with Rom, yeah. What's that nigga name?
Yeah, Rotini.
That nigga should sound like a noodle.
Ratatouille.
Rotini, hey, man, you need to go get some of them Rotinis.
Oh, man.
Nah, nigga. But it made up for, I didn't know he was signed. Are you talking about he was in the show contract?
No, he was signed under 50. He got an album out under G Unit.
Yeah, but who knows what the buyback was? It probably wasn't nothing because 50 Cent ain't a big major label, though.
Right,
you
right,
feel what I mean?
Right,
but you
right,
signed
right.
A Universal and them motherfucking nigga. Yeah, the only motherfucker I know, I think Prince.
I thought he kind of went way to
No, he did. Didn't he?
You might be right.
I'm pretty sure that
you might be right.
I'm pretty sure that Prince. Oh, I could be wrong.
Because somewhere along the lines, either he weighed that contract out, or he
had because remember he said he, it's something that had to do with the Prince name. Because remember he stopped and said, "Bitch, I'm a symbol."
Right. You said it wrong.
I think I'm the
you said bitch.
I'm simple.
You want pancakes? Man, rest in peace of prison.
Yeah,
man.
Rest in peace. No doubt. Purple rain.
My brother gave a basketball.
Oh, was that you know, when does cry? Doom, 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 doom.
Oh man.
Guess I know keep you standing. Alone in a world so cold. Yeah. Maybe I'm too just demanding.
Oh man.
Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bold. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. That's why we pray. Pray. Remember that the MC album? But MC, I was telling everybody goddamn samples.
Oh, man.
That he nigga, was. Hey, he was, remember?
He was.
You know, do. That's why we pray.
Yep.
Pray.
And made them hits
we
all
gotta
again.
Pray just to make it today. I own my own and I get it. Then nigga, you know, you can't touch that. No.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No. You can't touch it. But, you know, man. Whatever, you know.
He did, man.
But, yeah, but I think he went from formerly known as Prince. And then them niggas said, isn't it going to be just a good time symbol? Well, nigga, we got to do something about this. Because if he ain't going to claim Prince, he's just the artist.
Right.
Formerly known. Hey, that was some dope ass shit.
Yeah.
That nigga, yeah. I think I would have listened to that nigga more if he just kept that. You know, the artist formerly known as Prince.
He actually talked everybody in the open about business. You know, Everybody really didn't pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Just once again.
And like, then with that highs, wasn't he coming be like, let me tell y'all something. This is how you do business. And they're like, damn, Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Life. Yeah. Dog, deep voice ass.
Yeah, man. And you know what, rest for the record, friends. Him and Michael did not have beef.
Well, I don't know. Hey, now, this is what Prince said.
Now, I'm a fan of both. Now,
Prince said this. The go is on YouTube. Prince said this back in 19. Was it like 19? He said, "This is where the beef came up. Michael Jackson wanted him in the Bad video."
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he was like, "What's the first line of the song?" Yeah. He was like, "Your butt is mine." who you say that you said? He said, "You sure they saying that to me?"
Right.
You feel me? So your butt is mine. We ain't doing that. And they talk about a little when they had a little thing at a little show, and then but I think they end up did reconcile. They you know, more like respect now, but. That is true, though. Because, I wouldn't have Mike Jack, you know, back in the day. You ain't gonna come to about your bud is mine.
No.
Like, why? Rest peace to Mike too, man.
Nothing bad, man. But R.I.P.
Why couldn't he just like change the tune? Had to be my bud is mine? Why couldn't he be like?
Well, if you go back and look at it, man, with the credits, Michael and Quincy Jones wrote that. So Prince rewrote it. And said, "This how I think it should be." They never played that.
Well, of course they weren't gonna do that. You know, because Quincy Jones gonna be like, "Yo, bud, it's mine."
Yeah. Well, we all know who wrote that first line. Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. Yeah. And I know this is a little bit off subject, but Prince and Michael, like I said, they really didn't have beef, and this is where they kind of saw each other for the last time. They were supposed to work on the song after that. So Prince invited Your boy Will.i.am invited Michael to Prince's show.
Oh yeah, I know that story. About,
okay. When he's playing the bass.
Yeah. I wonder if that's why he named his son Prince Michael.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Because you know, even before that, even before the Bad, when they was on tour, Prince had a jacket for Michael Jackson. It was a I don't know if it was a Prince jacket. Well, it was a Prince jacket.
The Purple Rain jacket.
But I think it had on like a 79. It had Billie Jean on there, 79. So Michael's like, "Well, okay, why you doing this? You know, you funny." He said, "Yeah." He said, "That's when you had your last hit, was in 79. So he had the song, the album mixed up with the year.
Yeah. But You think he was black? Well, they couldn't blackball Prince.
No.
So I think certain people you couldn't blackball. Like if you talk about artists back then, some motherfuckers. I was like, how you gonna blackball Michael Jackson? I remember when they tried to say something. He was like, his album wasn't getting promoted, but that motherfucker still went platinum. Mm-hmm. But like, it's Michael Jackson. Like, I was like, how you gonna, but what you gonna tell the nigga you can't form in none of the big arenas? Like,
right.
I'm saying, hey, you know,
that would have been fine with him because he didn't like performing anyway.
Yeah, you feel me? So when the thing is, when you so big, how can they blackball you?
That's just like if somebody try to blackball Jay-Z. Jay-Z smart. He'll maneuver around that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to ask you. Is it really a black ball? Okay, Cat Williams talk about how, you know, Cat Williams supposed to have been the new, you know, the next fucking big comedian like in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And then he started talking about the gay shit and all that stuff.
Right.
And he felt like, you know, they blackballed me. But this is what I looked at it. And if you in those type of situations, and you're signed with them companies, and you're doing all that, then I'm saying, of course they can blackball you because you are part of their agenda or whatever.
Right.
So of course it's like, okay, you sign with a Universal Production Company, you sign with these big studios and these big producers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And if they say, "Look, motherfucker," you better not say shit.
Right.
Nigga, and you go out there and say it, they say, "Okay, fuck it, we're gonna cut all your contracts." I'm like, "Ain't really, you'll never work in Hollywood again." Mm-hmm. Okay, shout out to Tyler Perry. He said, "Oh, I never work in Hollywood again. Cool, I'll go build my own Hollywood."
Exactly.
So,
exactly,
you can't blackball Tyler Perry,
right?
You know what I mean? You can't blackball Tyler Perry, Byron Allen.
Yeah,
You can't blackball about. He owns too many goddamn stations.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do whatever the fuck y'all want. That nigga said I'm suing Comcast, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a nigga was like, so I don't think that blackballing happens to people that has. No, I'm not saying that the baby ain't got a big fan base or you know, because Chris Brown really got a big fan base.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't feel like you can be blackballed when you just got so much big of an impact. Mm-hmm. Because if that's true, out of you know, they ain't blackballed Donald Trump. Look at me,
man.
You know, look, I'm saying like, let's be honest, man. Who you know that's worth a lot of money, who's got a big impact, have been blackballed. Yeah, right. You can blackball people from back in the day, one hit wonders or people that ain't had hits mm-hmm. in a while and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can blackball a, you know, no shout out, no shots. I'm sending to this nigga, but
yeah.
You can blackball a Ja Rule. You can blackball a Fat Joe. You know, you can blackball people like that, you know what I'm saying? Nicolas Cage in filming.
Yeah.
You know, you can blackball them because they ain't him, ain't no his, ain't it? But it's going to be hard for you to go in and try to blackball Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, I don't fuck what he say.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, he'll never work in Hollywood again.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do this and blow all these other people up.
Man,
you know, and, like, let's be honest, you know. And even though what they're trying to do to Kanye, you can't blackball Kanye.
Right.
You can't. He has too much influence.
Uh-huh.
He has too many people that really fuck with him.
Yeah.
So now, you know, I started thinking about something. Is people think Kanye done lost his mind. Let's talk about cancel culture, as they call it now. Just blackballing. It's the same shit. But let's talk about that, about blackballing customers. I look at it like this. I think, remember, I'm the motherfucker that said this shit. I hope it shit don't never go viral, y'all. I'm suing y'all for taking what I just said. But I think Kanye's whole plan was to get dropped from Adidas and Gap. Mm-hmm. That was his plan.
Mm-hmm.
He went beyond and beyond.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get out of it. Because remember, he had a problem with them.
Uh-huh.
Talking about, hey, they weren't doing this. They weren't doing this way before that anti-Semitic, whatever the fuck they call it, Semitic stuff, whatever. And him talking about the George Floyd situation before all that.
Yep.
He had an issue with Adidas and all that. Mm-hmm. Right? And Gap. So I think that was his thing. If I keep on going, they will cancel it.
Yeah.
No money to me. I didn't breach nothing. They did.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, what's on that contract,
and
they still owe him.
And let me ask you a question. You don't hear him saying I'm about to go sue Adidas and Gap for dropping me?
Right.
He went on a thing and said, I'm free.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Man, people better take fucking notes. Yeah. Kanye ain't stupid.
He ain't stupid, look, man.
Big Boy on Big Boy in Big Boy Neighborhood. Big Boy talked to him back. No, Sway.
Mm-hmm.
Sway. They was Sway about 6-7 years ago, I think, when he was about to do the Yeezys. And Sway told him, man, why don't you do it yourself? And Kanye was like, I can't. They hold all the keys. And he was like, no, man, you can do it. You got the big influence.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched a little thing, a little interview that he just had like 3 days ago. Me and Leanne watched it. And he said, he should have listened to Sway.
Mm-hmm.
But now this nigga said Yeezy is gonna be bigger than Apple.
I believe that.
He said Yeezy is gonna change the world.
I believe that.
And I'm gonna tell you, when you got somebody speaking that in existence,
mm-hmm.
and he's telling you this is what it's gonna be, he doesn't need the big company. He doesn't need to change. Mm-hmm. Look, and let me tell people about this, about blackballing and all that bullshit. Let me tell y'all something. If you get the people, ain't no stopping.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Adidas done cut them off. Gap done cut them off. The man, mm-hmm. you know, the man putting Yeezy stores up.
Right.
He buying it for to have a Yeezy store, I think, in Atlanta or somewhere. And I think he's going to be bringing the Yeezy store here to Nashville, man, if I ain't mistaken. I think it's supposed to be. Look, bro, Yeezy. Not Adidas, mm-hmm. not the Yeezy. You can come up in this store and get nothing but Yeezys.
Yeah.
The Yeezy shoes, the Yeezy shirt, the mm-hmm. Yeezy clothes. Bruh, I don't even wear Yeezys, right? And the truth of the matter of fact is, the reason why I don't wear Yeezys is because I think they're ugly. Hey, I was trying to, hey, Kanye West. I mean, by my bad, I can't say Kanye West. I got to say Ye. Look, Ye, out of respect, I got, because I changed my name, so I got to respect that. What the fuck's up with the Yeezys, man? I hear they are very comfortable, though.
Yeah.
I heard the Yeezys are comfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
Cool. But nigga, what's up with the styles on them bitches? It's like them motherfuckers look like water shoes. Can you ski in them bitches or something? Like, nigga, I don't think my feet, I wasn't size 15, yay. I don't know if I put some 15s in them motherfucking shoes, it's gonna make my shit look like some fucking big ass, long ass skis and flippers. Like, I don't think I can wear those shoes, yay. Make some shoes for a nigga like me.
Yeah.
All right, because them motherfuckers are ugly. Who designed that shit? Was it Adidas? Or was it him? Yay. But now Yeezy, I'm gonna support Yeezy. I don't know, you know, I like what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, his clothing brand look like some shit you can just get out of the fucking dumpster. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it has that dumpster look.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the, I don't know, man. I wonder if he got that, like, you know, homeless type shit. Like, and he took it as, I'm going to make these homeless clothes look like a brand.
Right.
If he did, that's genius, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you what's so genius about it. When we was growing up, if you had cuts in your pants
mm-hmm.
and fucked up your pants, it'd be a problem. Now, goddamn it, you cut the motherfuckers all the way up.
Yeah.
It's the style.
Yeah.
And back then, we had pants that wasn't kind of quite as fucking, like, these kids be just cutting their shit. Just,
yeah.
I don't know. That shit just be looking like they been, like, running on their knees and shit mm-hmm. or something. I don't know. We had, you know, shit like that, too. But it was just different. I don't know. I don't know. They shit just different now.
I mean, you know, everything changed, man, with the times, man. You know, like back then, I mean, we didn't sag, but our pants wasn't tight like skinny jeans either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, skinny jeans is a... No, you know, you got fitted jeans too. You know, so don't get it twisted. I wear fitted jeans. I don't wear skinny jeans.
Right, right.
But fitted and skinny is different. So you just got to know. Mm-hmm. But back to the blackballing, it's like, I just don't feel a lot of these cats get blackballed anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
It's all in, man, to be honest, I don't, if they really think about it and be smart about it, if they got the smarts, and I think if they got a little money to kind of get out of whatever they in, I think they can avoid from being blackballed.
Yeah, it's like how you look at it, you know what I mean? Because being blackballed is... it's just hard for me to be like, getting blackballed.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, just think about this. If you get fired at McDonald's for doing something just stupid, run around naked, okay, you get, you know,
it
fired.
Won't be where.
Yeah, but then guess what? You try to go to another chain, oh, you can't work here. You did this at the last McDonald's. You're pretty much blackballed at that McDonald's. Or if you go, you know what I'm saying, to another food chain, Burger King, Krispy.
But you can still go to another McDonald's, though.
I don't know.
If they, no, you got to remember, McDonald's are franchises.
Okay.
So if they tell you, hey, you're not acceptable at this McDonald's.
Right, right.
Well, and how I know that is I just got kicked out of Taco Bell on Bell Road, right? Okay. I go through the fucking drive. This is blackballing. They blackballed me from Taco Bell, nigga.
Man.
So let me tell y'all what happened. I'm in the fly. I come through, and this lady's on the mic, and I was like, she was like, hey, sir. She said, how they say when you come to the motherfucking, the little boxes and shit? May I take your order? I said, yeah, I would like to have your job. And she didn't laugh. Whatever. I said, damn, that's cool. It probably wasn't funny. So, you know, I order my stuff, kiss to the thing. And the lady in the window's like, hi, sir. Can I have your card? I'm like, god damn, this bitch is over happy. And I said, why none of y'all else got no sense of humor or happy like this woman is? She's She said, "Sir, it's White Ferns Day." I said, "Oh shit, wait till you another week."
Dang.
I said, "Wait till you another week." And she was like, mm-hmm. maybe about 50 years old. And I'm like, damn, I said, "Wait till you another week. I bet your ass will not be that happy no more." And I was just talking shit. And I seen the little magic come, whatever. I wasn't thinking nothing. And nobody in there was kind of, she was the only one that had a sense of humor laughing at herself. I was coming from. Then I try to come back that next day. You know, they know my voice because it's very distinct. She said, "Sir, we're not going to serve you at this Taco Bell anymore because you made my employees uncomfortable."
Dang.
I said, "Okay." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool. Well, whatever, I'll go to another Taco Bell." And then as I pulled it out, wow. Before I pulled off, I said, you know, I had to get the last one. I said, mm-hmm. I said, "Suck a dick." And I pulled out, "Bitch, you can't blackball me from Taco Bell house. Fuck you mean, bitch? Suck a dick. Fuck that Taco Bell, bitch. Like, nigga, you think I gotta come to that location? Bitch, there's a million Taco Bells.
Yeah.
I went down the street to Taco Bell now. Go right on top of it. Bitch, like, you losing a customer. Your store might shut down.
Yep.
There's so many goddamn Taco Bells, but
dang.
That's a way of getting blackballed. You know, you know.
That's crazy.
And like, bitch, you a shift leader.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you can't even, if I came in there, bitch, like, really, all you can do is be like, I'm not serving you. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, cool. I'm going to call Taco Bell and say, you trying to run this like it's a piggy bank, bitch.
Dang.
But, nah, I didn't do all that. Flo said, ain't worried. That's I said, crazy. I know. But I did say that. I said, suck a dick. I pulled off. That shit was funny as fuck, though. But, but yeah, you know, blackballing is real in a way to some people, but mm-hmm. I don't feel like I can be blackballed. I don't feel like a motherfucker got a motherfucking ambition to blackball me, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, people might, like right now, people might say, hey, your podcast ain't the top rated podcast right now. People might come and say, your podcast is not doing the best numbers right now. But I could tell motherfucker that. And that's cool because consistency work. So I'm gonna stay consistent and keep doing what I do and switch up the flavors of things every time I can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I am. So, you know, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck all y'all. Yeah. Even y'all motherfuckers listening. Fuck y'all too. But y'all keep listening. You know what I mean? Just so I can say fuck y'all. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? But so, you know, as far as blackballing, yeah, maybe, maybe not. It just depends, you know what I mean? Hell, I just think it's really up to you if you're going to be blackballed.
Right, right. Because, I mean, hey, it's just like chess. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what moves to make, you know? Because, honestly, somebody with no money could avoid being blackballed.
Oh, of course.
They just got to play the cards right.
Always. It's just like, I know you don't know shit about poker.
No,
like, you know, it's like, are you bluffing or can you really beat me?
Right, right.
You don't see the two cards I got when we playing Texas Hold'em.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the two cards you got. So, you know, you say the flop comes and it says 10, 9, 8. If I got a 7 and 6, I got a low straight. If I got a jack to a king, I got a high. I mean, jack and a queen, I got a high straight. We both got straights, but mine gonna beat yours. But you don't know that until you play it to the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to that flop, then we get to that river card, and then you say, bam, and I'm like, a million.
Mm-hmm.
You might think I'm bluffing.
Yeah.
But it's up for you to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But the blackballing of people, it might happen. But I think if you more independent and you more about funding most of your own stuff and ain't got to worry about a lot of investors mm-hmm. as much and shit, you ain't got to worry about stuff like that happening, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So It's like, what you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder why they call it black ball and not white ball. How could the white ball on the pool table?
Yeah, knocks everything out. And then the last one is the black ball.
So does that make us more superior?
You know, the pool table is green. That's the land. You got all these other color balls on there, different nationalities.
Yeah, and the white ball is the superior.
Yeah.
The white ball hit everything where it needs to go.
Uh-huh, and that's why the black ball is last.
The niggas are last because we the strongest.
When you hit, exactly.
No doubt.
Exactly.
I know pool is a fucking slavery game.
Yeah.
Nigga, it is.
Yeah.
If you really look at it, it's what it is. Yeah. It's a slavery game. Then the motherfuckers try to put the blue tape with blue. Nigga, that's even worse, nigga. Now you saying they ships.
Right, right.
Ships on water, nigga.
Yep.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
But, so, look, Chris Brown, I mean the baby and all y'all. Yeah, y'all ain't been blackballed, man. Y'all didn't need to work harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
maneuver that stuff, man.
You got to.
Mm-hmm.
So, look. This is gonna be the first time. Ooh, y'all. Sorry, y'all. I know I'm yawning a little bit. You know, fuck it. This is how I go. Audio shit. You know, when you get to recording late night, sometimes you yawn.
Right.
So what we're gonna do, man, is we're gonna take a look, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever. And I want y'all to listen to this new song. It'll be dropping soon. I'm gonna give y'all a little snippet of it. It's called WTF Man. Well, actually, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but that's what I'm thinking about naming that shit. But give y'all a little snippet. Matter of fact, I ain't give y'all a snippet of that song. Fuck that. I'm gonna give y'all this song right here. Hey man, y'all make sure y'all go check out Star on Joaquin, man. And I'm gonna give y'all a little snippet of it right now. I hope y'all enjoy.
Born in the era of crack smoke and Ronald Reagan, when Chicago had the best running back. Walter Payton, 1985 is the year I entered a new dimension. When my head came out, I knew I was on crush the competition.
Gifted.
If you that ate the kid up on his journey, then you missed it. They say that I was
different.
I was only a
infant.
Born a king.
Instant.
Shark eating a fish. Survival of the fittest. Nigga, I am.
They say I'm too good.
Yay, we back, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that little snippet of Star. Y'all make sure y'all check it out on Spotify.
Right.
Joaquin TV, watch the visual and stuff. So before we get up out of here, you know, we're going to cut a little short today. We're going to do a little 30 minutes. We're going to try to keep it everything about 30, 35 minutes, man. We don't want to hang out for about an hour or so, but we're going to start catching y'all ass about an hour.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're making that drive to your work in traffic,
right,
y'all can listen to a nigga like me.
Yeah.
No doubt. So you got anything else? You got anything you want to say?
Man, look, everybody, y'all just be cool, man. You know, stop the violence, man. Hey, let's all be one unit, man, and move forward.
And nigga went from black bomb to stop the violence.
Yeah.
Fucking this shit. Dare, nigga. And niggas. I said, you got idiots, but red niggas said, yeah, we just stopped the violence.
Yeah.
So, fuck, we just talk about blackballing. Stop the blackballing. Niggas said, stop the violence. You know what I'm saying? The car wrecks that keep happening.
Yeah.
People need to stop speeding, slow down, don't run a red light. Yeah. Nigga, what?
Yeah. Hey, I'm sleeping, man. I'm tired. I'm up here faking it, but I'm tired.
That nigga said, stop the violence. The fuck that come from? I'm saying, make sure y'all slow down at the yellow light. What the fuck? Stop at the stop sign. Put the blink on when you going left. Put the blink on. Damn, nigga, we were talking about blackballing.
I know, man.
That nigga. This nigga Justin said some motherfucking.
Oh, man.
Stop the violence.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. That is not like we doing a promotion or something. What the fuck? This nigga stopped and said, stop the violence. What else you gotta say, my nigga? Hey, yeah, yeah. Make sure y'all drip y'all faucets with the cold. What the fuck? That had nothing to do with the fucking podcast. I said, Black Mom, my nigga said, yeah, stop the violence. Oh, what the fuck? This nigga said, yeah, you know, you want to get Black Mom, yeah. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all turn y'all TVs off. Blow y'all, make sure y'all blow y'all candles out. You don't want to burn y'all. You don't want to bring your house down. This nigga, what?
Hey, man. Can you pause or something? I got
a Hey, thank y'all for listening, man. Hey, man, if y'all want to go check out my music, he just had to go piss, man. He was laughing too hard. If y'all want to go check out the music, man, y'all go WYQ. EEM, that's WYQ. EEM, that's WYQ. Eric, meet me, Mama Moo Moo. And y'all want to go check out the podcast, the Heat Level Podcast, man. Y'all already know how I do, man. How we doing? My man laughed so hard, he had to go use the bathroom. So, y'all already know, man. Y'all listen to the podcast, man. We iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora. And if y'all listen to the podcast, y'all know how I always say, I'm about this beat.
Every time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat. Every time they in the spot. Every time I'm on they street. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they...